The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst, and he said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
As Mary made reference to this morning, the two of us went up to Indianapolis for the ordination of two priests for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. And we've had a bit of a dry spell. So it's been 2 years since we've ordained priests for this Archdiocese, which is very unusual for us. And so we welcome the two priests that have come in today. It was a very joyful celebration. A very joyful celebration. And, you know, it's kind of like when you experience weddings and things like that, you start to kind of call to mind your own sense of call within that when you're there. And these are two men that have been with us for 6+ years in their formation. And as they lay down on the floor and they offer themselves up in the ordination rite, I am fully aware, because I'm the guy that inherits them the moment they stand up. In fact, Father Eric Augenstein turned to me and said, "They're yours." But I'm aware of how little they know of what's coming. And that's really an extraordinary thing, because how little they know, they lay down and they give themselves to that. I did that 20 years ago. I lay down on the floor, and let me tell you, I had no idea. Holy cow, I had no idea. But nevertheless, there's a sense of trust in the goodness of God and what it is that God calls them to that leads them to that place to hand themselves over and say, "Whatever comes, I will trust in what it is that God gives me." Today's my brother's birthday. And he is the father of three children who completely defeat him. He has no chance. And one of the great joys in my life is to watch him being defeated as his kids kind of take him on. And yet, he too pledged himself to something. And he pledged himself to something not knowing what was going to come. Not knowing what was in front of him, not knowing the pain and suffering that comes from family life, because it comes, right? It just does. And yet he embraced it. He pledged himself to that. And in doing that, is striving to live out what it is that God has called him to. Not just since his marriage, which I had the great privilege of presiding over, but all the way back to the time in which a priest took water and poured it over his head and said, "I baptize you." Today we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. And when we celebrate this feast, we celebrate, all the readings are extraordinary, right? It's this extraordinary experience of God that comes into the world that opens up the lips of the disciples, that allows them to preach, that has winds and tongues of fire. But in the end, it's this point where individual people become church. They become a community. And they start to live what it is that Christ has called them to. And what I think is important for us to remember as we come to this day is simply to remember that the gift of the Holy Spirit is not just for extraordinary times. It's not just for the experience of those moments like today, where these two priests are blessing people and they're crying and there's all sorts of stuff that is good for them. It's not just like a wedding when there's pictures and family and everything that's there. It's not just like the taking up of a particular role in which somebody has the celebration of saying, this is what has been given to me. It's every day after that that we celebrate today. It's every day after that where we need the gift of the Holy Spirit that gives us hope and gives us life in what we do. 20 years ago, I laid down, had no idea. Today, two men lay down on the floor. The days surrounding us, other people have pledged their lives to others. Other people have taken things up. And yet at the center of that is a simple trust in what it is that God does. And the gift of the Holy Spirit is not just for those moments of greatness where there's joy and celebration and laughter and hope, but it's every day. Every day. The Holy Spirit is with us every day for our commitments, for what it is that we said we would do, for what it is that God has given us to do. The gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost is the gift that is given to the church that allows it to speak the word of God's love and forgiveness and healing and salvation to all peoples at all places at all times in the ordinary stuff of what they experience, not just those moments where we feel good about what we've done, but in the moments of doubt and struggling. It is the Holy Spirit of God that sustains us in our call as a Christian people to proclaim the good news to everyone, everywhere, at all times, at all places, to be faithful to our vocation, to be an instrument of God's compassion and God's life in the world. Not just in those moments where it is time of celebration, but in every moment, every day, that we stand up and begin our ministry and begin our life and begin our service for that day and every day that we are called. The significance of the Feast of Pentecost is that God has not left us. The significance of the Feast of Pentecost is the Holy Spirit sustains us at every single moment of every single day. We are not alone. God walks with us in all things, sustains us in all things, holds us in all things, and calls us simply to be faithful. And it's being faithful to the Lord in what it is that he gives us, in the ways that he calls us, that we recognize the movements of the Holy Spirit in our life, and that we allow the Holy Spirit to enter into us so that we can be an instrument of God's presence in the lives of so many, no matter what their commitments, no matter where they find themselves, but because of what it is that God has given us in that moment that we said yes. And then that moment of saying yes, to be an instrument of the Holy Spirit and a witness to that presence to the world.
Amen.